This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I told you that I was going to give you a quick lesson in taxation. A very quick one. And then Gerard Lemire is going to join us later on in the hour. And I always appreciate the time that he spends with you. He's got so much information. I don't care who you are, you can't keep up with him. You may think you can. You may think you got it all over him and all that. Yeah, good luck with that. There are some people who think they're so smart. I would love to be sitting somewhere while they while they're conversing with him and just take notes to watch how he rips up one side and down the other. Not on purpose, mind you. But he's smart enough to know. Anyway, all right. So the IRS. What I'm going to tell you now doesn't mean you have to stop paying your taxes. Don't do that. Don't put that on me. There are many people in jail because they know about this particular thing and have chosen not to pay their taxes because they don't believe that the IRS has ever voted improperly. Right? There's a book out there called The Fraud of the 16th Amendment and Personal Income Tax. It's a book written by Bill Benson, or William Benson, if you're going to look for it, in 1985. Okay? They claim that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution, commonly known as the Income Tax Amendment, was never properly ratified. In 2007, again 2009, Benson's contentions were ruled to be fraudulent. Now, here's the thing, though. There are writings from the day that are hard to overlook. Now, under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, an amendment proposed by Congress must be ratified by 3/4 of the states to become part of the Constitution. Now, the article permits Congress to specify for each amendment whether the ratification must be by each state's legislature or by a constitutional convention in each state. For the 16th Amendment, Congress specified ratification by the legislatures. There were 48 states in the Union in 1913, the year when the 16th Amendment was finally ratified, which meant that the amendment required ratification by legislatures of 36 states to become effective. In February 1913, Secretary of State Philander Knox issued a proclamation that 38 states had ratified the amendment. Now, according to congressional analysis, a total of 42 states had ratified the amendment as of 1992. You following? They lose you? I hope not. Right. Now, the non-ratification argument was presented by James Walter Scott in 1975, which is the United States versus Scott, some 62 years after the ratification. Scott's argument was, well, didn't go anywhere. Right, he was convicted of, you know, failure to pay his federal income tax for years, 69 through 72. And the conviction was upheld by the United States Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit. There you go. In a 1977 case involving a protester named Bob Tamman. right? So, I mean, people have challenges. I keep telling you, keep losing. But when you think about this, and you think it all the way through, again, you hear over and over and over again how the states didn't actually approve it, right? And it wasn't approved properly. For instance, let me see. Some of the stuff is pretty easy, right? Benson makes the following claims in his book. Seven states, Connecticut, Florida, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia, did not ratify the amendment, but it was reported that they did. Two states, Kentucky and Tennessee, did not ratify the amendment, but Secretary Knox reported also that they did. Eight states, Delaware, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, and Wyoming, were reported by Secretary Knox as having ratified the amendment, but the states actually have missing or incomplete records of the ratification. Hello? Six states, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Washington, did approve the amendments, but the governor or another official who was required by their respective state constituents to sign the legislation law did not sign it. In 25 states, I'm not naming them all, a whole boatload of them, the legislature violated a provision of its state constitution during the ratification process. 29 states, a whole bunch more, right? Violated state law or procedural rules during the ratification process. 22 states approved the amendment, but with changes in wording. So like this, like what came, and I don't know if they can do this. I'm not the scholar here. So apparently what they got in, they said, okay, well, tax thing might be okay. But we want to limit it to this. And then never got back. Let me see, at least 26 states approved the amendment, but with changes in punctuation. All right, well, that's different. Man, you could take everything I've written and you could change punctuation and spelling all the way through it. You wouldn't change the meaning at all. Nah, yeah, I wouldn't. People know what I'm trying to say, even when I'm not saying it right. Benson also asserted that as an example of the state's violation of its own constitutional laws or procedural rules, the claim that the Tennessee State Constitution prohibited the legislature from acting on any proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution submitted by Congress until after the next state legislative elections. So they didn't wait. So I'd like to ask you, let me know in the chat room or wherever you're at, if the state doesn't follow the letter of the law on an issue like this, should it be valid? I say no. Too important not to. Show me senior host Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, and I mean this, truly being part of the conversation. It makes a world of difference when you guys are, you know, in the chat room with me, when you're conversing, when I see what you're talking about, the direction that you're going. Because sometimes I don't know how you could possibly get lost in a conversation with me. But, you know, sometimes it seems like you're lost in the conversation and you're more interested in the food recipe they're talking about in the chat room. So anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time, talk about, you know, politics, things going on, and whether or not we're screwed for real or not. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great with you. Always enjoy your show.
You know, I heard you on Xander Gibbs last week, and I just thought that was a great interaction between you and him as well. You know, it's different being on over the pond and getting a different perspective of things, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it always is. That was fun. I enjoyed Xander's show.
Yeah,
I've been on it a few times.
Yep. Yeah, he's a very good guy, and he's a convert. I don't know if you knew. Did you know that?
I'm not sure if I knew that.
He was a hardcore, I won't say a flaming liberal, but he might as well, but he was a hardcore Democrat, left-leaning Democrat, and based on some of the things, and frankly, some of the conversation myself and another commentator had with him, he is now solidly entrenched as a conservative, and I think that's, it's kind of what you and I have talked about, and others have talked about. It's sometimes it's just civil conversation, civil common sense conversation. You can bring somebody over, right?
Yeah, and we would say he swallowed the red pill, you know, and he's seeing the light. And there are a lot of conservatives that are doing that these days. I'm sorry, a lot of Democrats that are becoming conservatives these days.
We got that whole walk away movement, and I, you know, well, let me ask you, because you've studied this for years and years and years. Why all of a sudden? What is it that finally clicked? Where somebody says, wait a minute, this isn't right. How did I swallow this? And why am I still doing this?
Well, for one thing, the left has become more brazen. You have things like Antifa, you know, the virtual attempt to eradicate free speech on campuses. A lot of people, a lot of parents are upset. A lot of people who are alumni don't want to donate and foster, you know, the eradication of free speech. I think free speech is one of the biggest items. But some of the other things, for example, this year with promoting infanticide, you know, you try to abort a baby, but it lives. You go ahead and say, well, it's okay to kill the baby that's alive, separate from the mother, alive. People just finding it just too much to buy. Also, the transgender and things related to sexual issues, people think are just over the top and not healthy.
Yeah. Well, especially the transgender issue, the more and more I look into it and read about it and understand, it's almost like science has been thrown, I mean, again, they come after guys like me all the time because I believe in God and I don't believe in that, whatever, but science has been totally thrown or kicked to the curb, hasn't it, in when it comes to A, transgenderism, and B, when it comes to abortion, but we'll deal with transgenderism first. I mean, seriously, not caring what the biology points to, says, or leads to, are they?
They're totally ignoring basically the foundations of Western civilization, including the foundations of America. They are rejecting America as an entity with the beliefs and values that we've had for 240 years. And that's part of it. You mentioned two things. You mentioned, the transgender thing. Really, there's a third item, too, and that's climate change. A lot of people realize that it's nothing more than a power takeover. If you buy into climate change, you give the government the right to shut down, you know, things like airplanes. Nobody has an airplane. How do you fly to Hawaii? Do you take a bullet train?
Oh, no. They're gonna cover. They're gonna cover the plane. What do they call the solar panels? They're gonna make solar panels for the plane. Just ask the K show. She'll tell you. They're gonna make solar panels.
There's not enough area. There's not enough area on the surface of a plane to power it. That's common sense.
No. If you're gonna bring common sense and science into it, they're not gonna play anymore. But
that's right.
But seriously, when you go back to the biology of pretty much all of these things, I'm listening to somebody over the weekend because of this. I don't know if you've seen it, or I'm sure you've heard about it, the movie Unplanned.
Sure.
And they're talking about the science of the situation and truly where people are at and what they're thinking. And you would think today, with the science at hand, with the videos online and all of that, that people would take the time to go look and really truly see what an abortion is, what a baby looks like at 8 weeks, 10, 12 weeks, 22 weeks, whatever it is, and make the decisions based on science. And for some odd reason, they're very resistant to that part of science.
Well, basically, the left and leftism and left ideology is a religion. And their religion is one that is extreme, and it neglects all other intelligent sources and reason that we've had for centuries, literally. And so they reject normal, say, Christian, Judeo-Christian type values, and they don't want to see evidence. And that, by the way, is a tradition. I have a book on my shelves. I've got a great library here. And I have a book on my shelves written, I think it was 1922, about how socialists would refuse to face the arguments of the day and would only spend their time criticizing and attacking people on a personal level.
Wow.
Have they changed in 100 years?
Wow, no. You have to text me or send me someday the name of that book, and I will look it up and use excerpts from it, because I hear stories like this from guys like you all the time, you know, guys that have been reading and reading and reading, and I hear these stories all the time about the books that call this 80 years ago, 100 years ago, 120 years ago, and we just kind of poo-poo them as, you know, just crazy socialist whacktoid conversation. But you're seeing more and more of that being implemented, coming through, or coming true, aren't you?
Yeah, and the reason that they do not debate anyone on our side, on the conservative principled side, is they can't win any argument.
No.
The only thing they can hope to do is to tarnish the reputation and character of their opponents, because they hope to basically defeat them in the, you know, in the marketplace of ideas, you know, and hope they lose elections, because they can't win an election based on their values and their lack of arguments. I mean, you think AOC can do anything with her crazy arguments? Oh.
Well, with a little wine, a little popcorn, that kind of makes sense. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back more with Dr. Gerard Lomero after this.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn an ISIS terrorist from Germantown, Maryland, accused of plotting to mow down tourists walking in the popular waterfront area at National Harbor, Maryland, along the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. Federal prosecutors filing a criminal charge against Rondell Henry, 28, who says he was inspired by ISIS when he steals a U-Haul van from a parking garage in Alexandria, Virginia. Prosecutors say he tries to find a spot loaded with people people and mimic the terrorist attack in Nice, France back in 2016 on Bastille Day, where a terrorist driving a truck through the crowd kills more than 80 people. To the head of Homeland Security, who's resigning,
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity.
Kirstjen Nielsen's last day Wednesday, President Trump making the change, also out the head of the Secret Service after a woman gains access to Mar-a-Lago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Please answer the question.
I'm Toby Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, new word of the day, donate. Okay, head up to the website, realside.com, big donate button there. Give up one lousy stinking cup of coffee, okay? Now, if you, I know it's tough. Some of you, you drink at that high price place, which I will not mention their name. My granddaughter came in with her. With a cap of theirs on the other day. I made her take it off. Take off that cap. Get that out of this house. We'll not have their product in this home. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure. Give me the $5. If you go to that other unnamed place, you can give me the $8 for the cup of coffee you probably spend there. Less sugar, less caffeine, better for you. That is, I am. Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Let's just bring him in. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time. With me and Dr. Gerard, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Always enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, you know, looking at the lunacy, I mean, this is a craziness. Let's just talk a little bit about the Dems. And do you think, I mean, I'm not a doctor in any sense or shape, and I'm not trying to diagnose them over what I see on TV, but my God, this is a derangement. This is some kind of dementia with these people where now they want 6 years' worth of tax returns because they need to scour them. They said themselves to see if they can find some kind of connection. Tell me that's not looking. I mean, they can't even legislate. They're so busy trying to nail him doing something. Have you ever seen this in your life with what's going on in Congress or government?
Well, I really think that the left is essentially socialist, communist, and Marxist. And I think that they basically have been against the American system for years. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in free markets, capitalism, all the things that we're a part of. We are freedom and free markets and free men and women. And they're against that. And I think what's happened is they got a taste of having power. They got Obama in, and Obama thought, and I think my personal opinion is Obama was involved in the attempt to keep Trump from getting elected and to help Hillary despite all the crimes she may have committed. And I really believe that they had the taste that they could take over this country and convert it to a socialist country, a European socialist model or worse. And they had that taste, and they are just like salivating to get it. And they do not want to wait. They don't want to win elections. They want to basically force it down people's throats. You look at the things that are happening around the country when some socialists get elected to certain legislatures and that. What you're seeing happen is they're jamming it down. Even though they didn't campaign for certain issues, that's what they're doing. For example, the Electoral College, trying to eliminate the Electoral College is one of a long list of things they're trying to do. And basically, this thing about the pursuing Trump, they'd love to find a reason to get Trump, but I believe that they really are not expecting to get Trump or to impeach him because they know the Senate is not going to take him out of office.
Oh, no.
So I think what they're trying to do now is lower his ratings so they have a chance of winning in 2020. Trump is ahead. You know, in my my model, I've got him well over 50% approval rating. Most of the other, the more liberal polls and stuff, with the polls, they have them less than that. And I think Rasmussen is running around the highest where he's over 50%, but maybe not as high as me. But basically, what they're trying to do is get those numbers down. We've only got another year before the election. If we don't get those numbers down, with the economy as strong as it is and people supporting him, they're going to lose. And by the way, they are going to lose. And 67% of the American people back Trump's border positions. And on that alone, they can't possibly expect to win with their radical leftist agenda because they are out of touch with two-thirds of the American people. They're going to lose.
Yeah, you know, it, you got... I'll put it this way. You have more confidence in the American people than I do, for all intents and purposes. Because I look at some of this stuff and I go, why can't you see this? Or why can't you see that? Why is it so hard for people to understand truly, again, with what the Dems are doing? They're still picking up offices. They're still picking up seats, you know, across the country from time to time with some of the people that are out on the most leftist-leaning, you know, bench out there. It's craziness. Isn't it? Or do they not understand?
Well, first of all, when you say that people don't understand, who are you talking about? Because most Americans do understand. The problem is that there are places where the voting is questionable. And we should be putting our efforts, I think, into making sure elections are done legitimately. And that dead people aren't voting, illegal aliens aren't voting, and those that are not supposed to vote twice don't vote twice. I think that's where we need to put our efforts, because I think there's a significant number of votes, in my opinion, that are stolen or done illegally.
Oh, no question.
That's the first thing that are affecting some of those elections.
Yep.
But the second thing is they tend to win in areas where people don't even look at who's voting. I mean, for example, the 14th Congressional District back in New York that elected AOC, they vote for Democrat no matter who runs. If they have a D after their name, it's automatic. There's no election there. They only vote Democrats. Why do they do that? Well, maybe 50 years ago, that's what their parents did. I don't know. But they just locked into Democrat thinking, and they think they're going to get more from the government that way. So that's a different issue. But if you look at the broad U.S. country as a whole, there are 3,000 counties around the country. Most of them are red.
Right. No, I'm well aware of that. I'm just always amazed. Just look at, I am a very simple person, and little things constantly amaze me. Why does the Jewish community keep, you know, voting for Democrats when Democrats obviously show them almost no love whatsoever? I look at the black community. Now, I know the numbers are rising, but I still look at the black community and say, how do they keep voting for Democrats? They've done nothing to raise them out of their economic situations or issues. I can go right down a list, and you know, they're normal things, and yet the Democrats are pounding the gavel to help, you know, keep the border open, get as many people as you can in. You know what I'm saying? I mean, give as much welfare out. It's not just an ideology, and I think it even goes further than, as you say, you know, almost like a religious thing. They really believe in their heart of hearts, in their minds, that the only good person, the only good process, is a Democrat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do think, though, that that there is quite a bit of motion and movement away from them. You mentioned about Jewish folks. You know, the fact that the Democrats seem to welcome anti-Semitic members to Congress, I think, is hurting them. The fact that they didn't want to move the embassy to Jerusalem, I think, is hurting them. And various actions are hurting them in that community. In terms of the black community, the motion is incredibly strong, and that's why you're seeing people like Cory Booker introducing legislation for slavery reparations. They're trying to buy the Democrat vote.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, it's like, oh, how much am I going to get if I vote Democrat? Because I might have been a slave's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson from the 1600s. They want to go back to the 1600s. And, oh, by the way, include Native Americans, too, because they might have been, even though they weren't slaves, they need reparations, too.
I find all this stuff, and I'm thinking people got to start paying attention. They got to be thinking about this. You know, as far as reparations go, I don't know. Do most black families even have a picture of a family member that was a slave of some kind in their room? I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. You look at somebody like me. I was joking on the show the other night, and I said, okay, I'm in. I am all in. Let's go for reparations. But here's the deal, just like you do in any other situation. The person responsible for it has to pay for it. How's that? And since the Democrats fought hard to keep slavery in and the Republicans fought hard to get rid of it, then I think the bulk of the money paid to them has to come from Democrat voters and the Democrat Party. What do you think?
I don't think they'll want to pay. I think their arguments are ridiculous. I think we have to take them on strong and point out the thing, and we have to really work hard on articulating what are the most sensible positions there are. We shouldn't worry about running just negative ads. We should just run honest ads.
Oh, yeah, agreed.
And honest ads would be enough to finish off a lot of these folks.
Yep.
And then the other thing we've got to do, we've got to focus our time and attention on making sure every election in every county in the United States is done honestly.
I so agree with you. I was actually joking about the whiteboard thing and saying we need to have a whiteboard on the floor of Congress that every time they lie, you just walk over to the whiteboard and you write out the reality. Anyway, we're going for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Romero will be with me on the other side of that break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be
fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera. Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, taking your time with us. Let me just bring him back on. Always enjoy when I have this guy on with me. A wealth of information. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me here on the show. Okay, before we get into some personal matters, Doctor, give me some hope here. I mean, you think as the days you think as the days go on and we look at some of the stuff that's being thrown at President Trump, it just makes the case stronger and stronger for him coming up on top in 2020.
Yes, there's no question. The American people, the numbers are moving, and they're moving to say that version, or in the idea, or the heads, I should say, of the people in America, the likely voters, that they're seeing the Democrats as just partisan to the hilt and just so extreme that they're just not putting any credibility in what they're doing. And this is moving further and further, stronger and stronger against the Democratic Party, and they don't seem to get it, that they have turned off a lot of voters, even among Democrats themselves. So it's everything is moving toward Trump. He should win easily, and virtually any Democrat who runs against him is going to be trumped. There's nobody's got anywhere as close to electoral votes that Trump should garner.
Yeah, I don't know who was saying it, but just the other day they couldn't believe, again, they can't believe that the Dems or the Dem Party is not pushing back harder on their own people to see rank and file to say, look, knock it off. You want us to stay with you? You got to knock off this craziness. And I thought that was interesting because a lot of the Dems I talk to do not like how far left a good portion of the party has gone. So I think, but I wish they would speak up more. I mean, and not that I want them to come to their senses. Don't get me wrong, but some of these people I know and I like and I care about, and I'm saying, come on, can't you see? Oh, you do see this? Then why aren't you doing anything about it? Why aren't you telling your party to knock it off? And
Did you see the recent article by Bob Kerry, the person who used to be governor of Nebraska? And I think he's now living on the East Coast and then maybe New York. And he wrote an article just recently, and this is a Democrat, telling his own party that he's seen delusion in the past, and this is delusional. And he's telling them why it's delusional. But that's a Democrat. You have people like Howard Schultz and lots of others. Howard Schultz says, you run a socialist, communist, Marxist for president, you're going to lose big time. And he's
right.
Totally right.
Yep.
I mean, I don't agree with him on policy. He's still a Democrat and pretty liberal. But I'll tell you what, he's called it correctly. They're going to make it really easy for Trump to be reelected.
Oh, no, I'm with you. No question about it. And I don't really see anybody in the pack that actually can take him on right now. There's nobody in that group that I'd start to chew on my fingernails and go, oh, geez, I don't know. I mean, you can't possibly throw stuff at Trump if you're Joe Biden when it comes to touching other women or other people, because it's just going to come back to bite you twice as bad.
Yeah, Joe Biden is sort of utterly ridiculous. By the way, I believe truly that the reason he's not running so far is because he can't raise the money. And he knows it. And I think he's been holding off, because he's testing the waters to see if anybody will support him and give him the kind of money he needs. You know, some of these folks get online funding. Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, big bucks on the GoFundMe.
Yeah. And some have other, you know, sources, but basically, and actually most of them don't have that much money, but Biden doesn't have the money to run, and I don't think he will run. Because you can't run a campaign for president without money.
So let me ask you something. You think, in the back of my head, I keep thinking Sanders is going to get the nod. Ultimately, Sanders will get the nod, and I don't believe he can win. That's kind of my feel. You can call me wrong. I'm okay with it.
Well, there are three or four that are in the lead now. Sanders is one of them. Pete Buttigieg, South Bend, Indiana mayor, is actually doing quite well. Relatively speaking, none of them are good, but in terms of, you know, getting the nomination, he's moving in that direction. There's still the chance that Michelle Obama is going to jump in, and she has a lot of support through her husband's contacts, that she's going to be an alternative. And there may be one or two others that have sort of little lights of strength or little pieces of strength. But overall, Sanders is actually a good pick if you want to pick somebody who's likely to get the nomination, and he doesn't stand a chance of winning.
No. But the nice thing about Sanders, too, is, you know, people get mad at me when I say it, is he doesn't lie. He tells you what he's going to do. He tells you how he's going to go full-fledged socialism. You know, I mean, there's nothing to think about there, right?
Yeah, well, he's a socialist. But didn't he go to Moscow for his honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Thought it was wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy, socialism, communism, Marxism, I think he's right at home with all of them.
Oh, yeah, he's right in the, he's in the middle of the isms, and he's good with it. All right, let's move over to a personal note for a minute, because I think you, I think your story, again, as we know, you know, can help a lot of people. There's a lot of people that fall into these situations, and they throw their hands up. But, you know, talking with you the last couple of breaks, you're not throwing your hands up. You're fighting, and you're going to be a fighter. Let people know what you're going through and what you're going to do about it.
Okay, well, the quick summary is 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer because I had a tumor attached to my right kidney. It was removed by advanced robotic surgery, kind of nifty way to get it out, and it was taken out, and, you know, they did the usual tests afterwards, no sign of any cancer remaining, but they put you on a 5-year program to test you every so often to make sure it doesn't recur. Well, in the last routine test that took place a few weeks ago, it turned out that the renal cell carcinoma, as kidney cancer is called, has metastasized in my body. A few cells must have remained, and they went into the lungs, and now my lungs are filled with cancer nodules. And it has not affected me. If it weren't for the routine test, I would not know. I can breathe fine. I think my oxygen level today was 96, which is pretty good. And you wouldn't know I was sick. And every, you know, I keep, you know, doing shows. I did Xander's show, you know, shows all over the country and few over the, around the world. And but I'm diagnosed with a very serious cancer, which up until a few years ago was pretty much fatal. In that, I was given three options: do nothing, you'll probably die in a year or so; take the previous drug that was not too nice to tolerate, but in addition, you wound up dying a year or two later. And the third thing is the new immunotherapy, which is proving to be very promising. And some people actually are cured with immunotherapy. Others, their cancer turns into like remission, or else it's just plain stopped. You know, it doesn't go anywhere. But the downside is a few people actually die from the drugs because they're so darn powerful. And so I'm hoping and praying, and any listeners who are so inclined, I'm happy for your prayers. You know, I'll even ask Democrats to pray for me so they have a good opponent. But basically, you know, I'm hoping to be in the group that actually survives. Very few people get no side effects. Some people get terrible side effects. I'm hoping to be in the group, you know, that doesn't get side effects, and I'm hoping to be in the group that actually the cancer is wiped out. And I asked the oncologist, well, how do you know, or what does it do when it's wiped out? He said, well, when we take the next CAT scan, all those little dots that are all over your lungs are gone. He said they just disappear because they tune up your immune system, and the immune system goes chomping up those little cancer cells.
Right.
So
right.
That's, it works. If it works, it works great.
Well, if you think about it, you know, cancer 30 years ago, and that seems like a long time, but not really, 30 years ago, cancer was straight out of death sentence. End of discussion. And,
yeah,
you know, you've seen how far medical science has come, and then on top of that, I believe that God is the ultimate healer. God is the ultimate authority. So we'll be praying for you and alongside you. And, you know, will you, hey, I'm gonna treat you like absolutely nothing's wrong, bring you on, and not take any excuses. So
I'm just planning to continue to work as long as I don't have terrible side effects or get ill or die.
Well, the nice thing about radio is that you could be laying in bed and nobody would know. So
yeah.
Bring him back on. Hey, you got to go because I know you got something else coming up. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, you bet. Wonderful talking to you, and you are loved around the country.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Dr. Gerard Lomero, great guy. I love having him on. I love the time that he spends with us. And, again, for those of you who pray, send prayers his way. It won't kill you. All right? If you're one of those people, you don't believe in God, you don't pray, but you send those good vibes out, send him as many good vibes as you can. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, I got look at we're going to do college campus crazies. All the crazy stories that you normally won't hear anywhere else, I'll hit them. We'll be back in a little bit.